Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we have an interview with Kosafa women's football consultant Violet Jabani. The timing is perfect with the Kosafa Under-17 Girls Championship to kick off in Windhoek, Namibia on Saturday, where the next generation of the region's football stars will show their potential. Violet Jabani has completed the FIFA Masters course and brings a wealth of experience to her role with Kosafa. We chat to her about her football journey, her current position, and what the future might hold for women's football in the region.
Violet, thank you. Welcome to the Kosafa Show, your first time we're having you on board. If you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be in the position of head of women's football at Kosafa.
Thank you so much, Nick, for having me today. My name is Violet Jubane. I'm Zimbabwean. I worked in football for some years. I started at Zifa, at a regional office in 2011. So I worked for Zifa for 11 years. After 9 years, I enrolled for the FIFA Master Program, which I did in Europe. Then when I came back to Zimbabwe after completing my master's, I was so ambitious and exploring new opportunities. That's when I was called by FIFA to work as a women football expert, recognizing the work that I had done in football, working for the Zimbabwe Football Association, where I was working as a regional coordinator, but for the men's league. So in 2021, I started working for FIFA as an expert, and I worked in a couple of countries managing FIFA's women's development programs. So one of the highlights from that experience is working in Uganda, where I launched two programs, the Women's League Development and also the Women's Football Campaign. But I also did online workshops for Gambia, Mozambique, also worked with Mozambique, and also Sudan, as well as Rwanda. So that's how I ended up working in women's football. But for the 11 years that I went at Zifa, I was more involved in men's football. So late in 2022, I resigned from my job at Zifa, but I was so ambitious as well, looking for other opportunities, and I applied for the women football consultant role that arose at Kosafa, and I believe I was because of my women football experience with FIFA, I was lucky enough to get the job. So that's more or less about myself.
And if you could just tell us a little bit more about the FIFA Masters program, because we hear a lot about it, but maybe our listeners might not be aware of what exactly is involved. Can you just take us through that? How long was the program, and what were some examples of the kind of things that you did?
FIFA Master Program is organized by three universities, that is De Montfort University, University of Neuchâtel, which is in Switzerland, and also SDA Bocconi, which is in Milan. And the one in De Montfort University is in UK. That's where you start the program. So there are three main modules for the program, which is the humanities of sport and also sports management and also sports law. So all these programs are done at three different universities which have partnered together to deliver the course. So the program is very diverse, in terms of the candidates. In my class, we were 32 people and we were coming from 28 nationalities, if I'm not mistaken. So this is people are coming from all over the world with the different experiences, and we enrolled for the program for 1 year. It runs for 11 months full-time studying the program. One thing that I can highlight is that FIFA Master is really a prestigious program, and most of its graduates are occupying leadership roles in the world of sport, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia. Then also to add on about the FIFA Master, it exposes you to industry experts in sports, because you will have visits of different sports organizations, including Manchester United, Wimbledon. Those are like some of the places where I visited when I was in UK, like officially through that program. And also in Milan, we visited Inter Milan, we visited Ferrari. In Switzerland, we visited FIFA, we visited Olympics, you know. So when you go to those areas, you meet people who are doing things and interact with them, asking questions and learning from them. So I'm trying to highlight how this program is so unique and very exposing, like for people who really want to work in sport, like how it can help you to link with the people that are involved in sport and also to learn more about the sports industry from different perspectives.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. And do you come from a football background? What is your tie to the game?
No, I don't come from a football background. Like, I'm not like a former player or something. No, not really. But I would say I really had passion for football. I still have some memories of some great things that happened in football. I remember, like, watching the 2006 FIFA World Cup when England lost against Portugal. You know, those are some of the things that I can just memorize. That's when I realized I really have the passion for the game. But I didn't play football at school or for any club. Then I ended up just getting a job in football. In 2011, as a way, you know, I was struggling to finance my school fees, and I had to look for a job, and luckily I got a job at Zifa. As a marketer, you know, my first degree is marketing, and I was thinking, maybe I'm going to be like a sales rep and doing all other stuff. But when I joined Zifa, I ended up realizing a lot of opportunities that exist in sport, and also things about women empowerment, and also some push to have more women in football leadership. It really inspired me, and I thought, like, okay, I can do something in this industry. And I ended up really enrolling for programs, learning more about the beautiful game. So yeah, that's how I ended up in football. But yeah, I didn't play, but I have great memories, Nick, of some incidents. I also remember the 2010 FIFA World Cup when Ghana lost against,
Uruguay.
Yeah, Uruguay. You know, I was so disappointed. I ended up not watching the the final match. But yeah, it's something that I feel like it's really fresh in my mind, what really happened there. So that's when I started to realize I really have maybe the passion for the game.
And you've certainly hit the ground running at CASAFA. You've held several extensive workshops. The one I was last November, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and then again now in April. Just tell us a little bit about those workshops, what they were about, and what we were hoping to achieve.
Yeah, last year we had CASAFA's club development workshop. We delivered it online in partnership with CAF. The objective was that we want to improve the way clubs operate, the way clubs are structured, the way they organize their things, the way they perform. And we did this workshop targeting the clubs from different member associations within CASAFA. And we were not only targeting the allied clubs, but we also requested that they also bring in first division women's club representatives so that they can learn from the best practices, what they can do to improve in terms of operations, so that we start developing from the club, because the clubs are the ones that constitute a league. And if things can get better at the club, which means as we go up the ladder, things will be more perfect. Then this year, in May, we had the league development workshop. This time around, we decided to have a league development workshop, again, in partnership with CAF. We had different facilitators who presented, including representatives from CAF, from FIFA, as well as other experts from around the region and the continent. So the objective, again, is to professionalize the league, because we feel like the league is the one that can help to create more content, to reach out to the people, to convince even the stakeholders or probably potential sponsors for the league. So we are trying to educate them on how to run a professional league and where identifying the challenges that are existing in the leagues and how they can improve on those areas. Yeah.
And what was kind of the feedback for you from those sessions? Do you feel like, and I know it's difficult to talk about the region as a whole because things might be different in Zambia to what they are in Mauritius, for example, but do you feel like we're moving in the right direction as a region when it comes to women's football at club level?
I believe so. I believe so that we are moving in the right direction because our clubs from the region has done so well because we also have the Champions League. So we have our zonal clubs. And you can see the Mamelodi Sundowns women's team has done so well and has even lifted the championship at one point. And again, we had some of the players that came from our region, like Brenda from Zambia, you know. And these players has like done great things, record-breaking, and I think it's a sign that we are doing well, but where we have to improve is to make sure that all the countries in the region are like on the same level of development, trying to help each other to grow together and not leave anyone behind, because football ecosystem is different from the industry where you would say, I want to monopolize the market. In football, the rival is what makes football more exciting. So we would want to make sure that we are almost at the same level of development. It makes it more exciting because you can't predict the winner. And that excitement is the one that creates a lot of value. So we are trying to make sure to identify challenges that our member associations are having in terms of developing women's football, and help them individual where possible so that they grow together, the member associations grow together, and things are like at par value.
And do you have any further workshops that you're planning for the near future?
Yes, we are planning to have the Women Leadership Program. It's not a workshop, but it's a program that we are doing every year. So very soon we'll be calling for applications for the people who'd want to participate in the program through the member associations. So it's about empowering in terms of leadership, like how can we have more women involved in football administration? And this program is aimed at equipping women with skills that can help them to navigate in the market and be able to occupy leadership roles, and as well as make an impact and also help their communities to develop in terms of football. We will also do a local workshop for the local administrators as part of the legacy where we are hosting the tournament. So we have local programs that will be done there. But other workshops, if we have anything that may arise, we will also let you know.
And talking of that under 17 girls in Namibia, that's obviously our first CASAFA tournament for the year getting underway this week. How important do you think it is to have these, have international football for players at this age group? Just to not only let them compete on the field, but also, you know, from the point of view of experiencing what it is to travel to somewhere else and you know, away from home and in a hotel and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's very crucial, you know, like there are so many things involved in football, like psychology, diversity management, adaptability, as well as acceptance of different diversity. So I think this tournament already is a starting point for young girls to get that exposure, because when they go and play, for example, let's say they go and play for the representing the zone, or maybe for the biannual World Cup tournaments, they are already exposed to such environments. This is a very important platform, because it equips them with the right skills. It gives them almost the same exposure that they will see when they go for other tournaments, international tournaments. So it's very important. Again, it also pushes the member associations to consider national teams for the under 17. And in that way, it helps to create a sustainable player pathway. You know, because the challenge that we have with member associations is that usually you see the national team, and in between age groups, maybe the under 15 and the senior national team, there is no activity, there is less activity. So because of this tournament, because they have to commit to that, it pushes them to make sure that they are committed to develop women's football and have active leagues for youths, which will participate in this kind of tournaments, and also for the World Cup qualifiers. As you may know, there is this biannual FIFA World Cup for under, is it 18, 17, and for under 20. So as a result, the national teams will be prepared, because they had already played in the zone, and when they go for those tournaments, they'll be ready.
Yeah. I mean, it must make you proud to think that CASAFA is the only zonal union that, I mean, last year held five tournaments for women, hoping to do so again in 2025. If we look at the African Schools Football Championship for girls, the under 17 championship for women, under 20 championship for women, Women's Champions League, and then of course the CASAFA Senior Women's Championship. I mean, that is a lot of opportunity, and just shows CASAFA's investment and dedication to women's football.
Yes, you know, it's very crucial, because like the main one of like our objectives is to make sure that we organize these tournaments. And looking from what happened last year is that we had like five tournaments, as you said. It was a really great achievement. And I think for the under 20, we had five teams, but this year we aim to have more teams participating in that tournament for the under 20. And also even for the Women Champions League Zonal Qualifier, we wish to have every country have its representative, and we try to make sure that we help each member association where possible to make sure that they will have representatives at those tournaments. But generally, these tournaments help to give exposure to our players, and also, you know, scouting, a lot of things, content and data creation. You know, the football has become also very digital, and data is also very important. And if we create these platforms where they play, where even we can get scouts who would come and watch our players playing, even at the clubs that will be looking for players, this is a very good platform. And we believe it's going to create more value for our players. Yeah.
Okay, Violet. Well, thank you very much. That's absolutely perfect. Wonderful to get your thoughts and to have you on the podcast. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you so much, Nick.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We'll be back shortly with more news and views from the Southern African region. In the meantime, don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on CASAFA's YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes, and get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com.